SBS Radio.
After a volatile week in Australian politics that saw the departure of two senior National Party leaders, former Deputy Leader and Agriculture Minister Bridget McKenzie and Senator Matt Canavan, Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack were forced to reshuffle the ministries. Victorian National Darren Chester and Queensland backbencher Keith Pitt were both promoted to the Cabinet, with Mr. Chester receiving the Veterans Affairs portfolio and Mr. Pitt receiving the Resources, Northern Australia and Water portfolios. Newly elected Nationals Deputy Leader David Littleproud is forfeiting his water portfolio to return to agriculture. Mr. McCormack says he is confident in the new Cabinet.
These new portfolio positions represent experience, they represent new talent. And I know that for those who've been elevated, Keith Pitt will do an outstanding job.
Mr. McCormack says it is an exciting time for Parliament as it moves onwards and upwards. Despite this, the issue of climate change amid the bushfire crisis remained at the forefront. Senior Station Officer Rachel Cowling from the Metropolitan Fire Brigade in Victoria says a bushfire crisis shows the country is experiencing a climate emergency. Greg McConville, National President of the United Firefighters Union of Australia, says the impact of climate change is clear, with firefighters working to contain not only fires, but other intensifying weather events.
A couple of weeks ago, we saw the lawns of Parliament House blanketed with large hailstones. In the space of 10 minutes, that single storm created close to 2,000 incidents which had to be responded to by firefighters. It took days to get those incidents worked through. And I'm talking about incidents like power lines down, inundation, storm damage to people's homes and great risks to people on the road, not to mention the large number of cars that simply had to be abandoned. These are the signs of that climate change is with us.
Liberal MP Jason Falinski says immediate steps need to be taken to combat the effects of climate change.
Surely the impacts of climate change are now undeniable, and the need for ongoing action is urgent. Our instinct is to stand and fight, as thousands have, some with success and some to the very brink of disaster.
Meanwhile, Mr. Morrison continues to face uncomfortable questions about the Hawaiian holiday he was on amid the bushfire crisis. The Prime Minister was on a family holiday while parts of the country experienced emergency level blazes over the Christmas and New Year period in 2019. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese is questioning why the Prime Minister has been unable to admit he made a mistake. Independent Senator Jackie Lambie says she believes Mr. Morrison's term as Prime Minister will be short-lived.
I have to say this to the PM. I reckon you're starting to get on your last legs, mate. Unless you start to really change things and start to show some leadership in this country, good luck. I reckon you're going to have someone coming for your job.
Sonia Lal, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.